praise. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you and we praise you for that song, dear God, letting us know where we must be in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the ensemble. Thank you for using Sister Ingram, etc., in giving us the music that we need in these trying times. Thank you for the future of restoration. Thank you for the organist. Thank you for the other people that will be coming. Thank you for sending couples, etc., singles, doesn't make any difference, that are spiritually strong and naturally strong. Oh, glory, 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 glory. And Father God, I thank you, Lord, and as before I get started, I lift up this country, America, to you. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you said if my people would pray and turn from their wicked ways and walk humbly before you, then you would hear, you would hear from heaven and heal our land, dear God. There's much healing needed, dear God, but that's all right. We as Christians must focus on our mission while we're waiting for your plan and purpose to be fulfilled. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I lift up every teenager, every young adult, not only in America, throughout the world, that's going through things because of selfish mothers and fathers. We lift them up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, because of the fall of Adam and Eve, that's why we're going through what we're going through. But thank you that you have a great plan, master plan, through your son Jesus Christ and the powerful Holy Spirit. Thank you, dear God, that we're not under the old covenant now, but we're under the new covenant, Lord. The new covenant has to do with Jesus when he hung there on that cruel cross, dear God, for our past, present, and future weights and sins, Lord. And Father, I thank you. Now, Holy Spirit, help me to make a decision. Help me to make a decision, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just remain standing. When did they celebrate the 4th? This weekend or next weekend? Thursday on? Okay, praise you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to... Well, that eliminates one. I have 3 messages I wanted to give today. No, I'm trying to figure out which one, but I'm going to wait to give one maybe next week if God spares my life. I want you to turn your Bibles. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. To Isaiah chapter 40. Boy, God is something. Whew. Isaiah chapter 40. I started to bring a message this morning. One of the messages was on my mind. And I gave this message in the community when all the churches used to come together at the Methodist Church years ago. And the title was, Who is the Mask Man? That's coming down the pike. Because you got a lot of people that are wearing masks. And I guess the Lord gave me this years ago because I like the Lone Ranger, the old Lone Ranger. And the masked man, the mask must come off. And one of the things, and I'm just hitting on, I'm going to get to the scripture in a minute. Problems develop people when we become artificial by allowing people's rejections to form our lives, not allowing God's principles to mold our lives. People are afraid to be real. I'm going to say that again. Not allowing God's principles that come from the Bible to mold our lives. People are afraid to be real. Then another one I had was going to bring this morning with a propolis nation, but I'm going to go a different way. I don't know how I'm going to make out. Elder Kenny, would you put that? No, I'm going to call on one of the guys. That guy over there that gave me a hard time putting the sign up the other day. Would you move that? Would you move that there in the middle here? Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Elder Kenny, you know what's happening. Now, I didn't even show you this. Okay, thank you. Isaiah, I want you to go to chapter 40. I have no notes. I don't know what I is going to do. All I know is the Holy Spirit's going to do what he has to do. All right, I want you to look at verse 27. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All who have it, say amen. Amen. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O restoration, Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by God. Have you not known? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the everlasting God, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is he weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Look at 29 rather. And he gives power to the weak. Sister Ingham, I might need your help on that because you was hitting on something the other night. He gives power to the weak. Let me go on with this, then I'll go on from there. And to those who have no might, he increases their strength. Woo! Glory. Glory. Even the youths shall faint and be weary. Uh-oh. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. It's happening. It's been happening since the fall of Adam and Eve, but it has intensified more than ever, all because men and women in most churches, not all, but most churches are not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're trying to come up with all kind of ways to try to fix it. It's only one way to fix it. Look at 31. But those at restoration who wait on the Lord shall renew their what? They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to run through it. No matter what I'm going to go through, I'm running through it. And I ain't going to be weary. Excuse my English. I ain't going to be weary. Devil, you are a liar. You take your hands off of God's people. You let God's people go. You are a liar. You let the teenagers go because they're worried. They're wondering what's going on inside of them. But dear God, I thank you, Father, if they listen to them. The parents that are yet existing, or those precious grandmothers or fathers, Lord, they're going to make it. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You may be seated. The title of my message today, let us not grow weary in well-doing, because in due season, we're going to reap if we faint not. God does not want us to continue being spoiled Americans. God wants us to be able to stand up and go through the suffering and the pain. That's what it's all about when you come to Jesus, and when you have a heart to want to do the work of the Lord and really, really, truly serve him in your heart. Oh, God is saying he'll give you the strength that you need in the midst of it. Every one of us, every one of you are going through something. You're going through something physically, going through something emotionally. Doesn't make any difference, but God's got your back. What did he say? Look at that 29th verse. He gives power to the weak. Where did the power come from? That's Sister Ingham. That's what you were trying to do the other day. You got to shake. Could you come here a minute, please? Could you just come here a minute? If you go over 10 minutes, you get a spanking when you get home. Just give, you know, and now you don't have any notes either. You don't, I know you weren't this, but I told you a while ago, be ready. Now you know. Now what was the title of your topic?
Stir up and shake.
Now, only way we can do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's the, go ahead. You have go right ahead. If you, you take five, like 1 minute, 5 minutes. But if you go over 10 minutes, you get it when you get home.
Well, many times in life we get stagnant, and many times we get tired of the status quo, and many times we're waiting for the water to be stirred. You know, when the lame were by the pool of Bethesda, there were lame folks, there were impotent folks, there were people that were blind, and the people that had all kinds of illness. But the Lord said they were all waiting for the water to be stirred. But there are times when it comes in our lives that we have to stir up the water. Hallelujah. If you're tired of the status quo, if you're tired of just being tired of being tired, it's time to stir up and shake loose. Shake loose indifferences. Shake loose alcoholism. Shake loose laziness. Shake loose bitterness. Shake loose hatred. It is time to stir up yourself and shake loose. Hallelujah. There's always a stirring in the word. So many times the eagles, when he stirred up his nest, and he let those little eaglets fly, dropped them in the air. You thought the mother bird with eagle was mean, but he was trying to show them. He would just stretch out his pinions, and then they would land on the eagle's wings. But let me tell you, God flings us out of our nest. Sometimes we get in a comfort zone, and we are satisfied where we are. We are satisfied with the status quo. But God said, I'm going to fling you out. I'm going to fling you out of the nest. You're either going to rise and soar. And what he's trying to do when he's flinging us out of the nest, he's preparing us for the very scripture that Overseer read today. For those that mount up wings as an eagle. Hallelujah. So they shall run. Hallelujah. And not faint. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the pilot said to the people, I find no fault in this man, talking about Jesus, because Jesus stirred the people up. Can you imagine the Logos word, the word himself, that were stirring up the people in their souls because of the gospel, because of who he was? Then the people stirred up against him. Hallelujah. And I remember about the time when Samson, when he thought that he had his strength, and when Delilah says, oh, the Philistines are upon you. And the Philistines are upon you. So he thought he would wake up and shake himself. He didn't. See, he was shaking himself in the past. See, he wouldn't have thought to shake himself if he had not been doing it all along. Because he knew when he needed his strength, he shook himself. Hallelujah. But that day, the spirit had departed from him. Hallelujah. But today, saints, we need to stir up. I know even in worship, we need to stir up praise. We need to stir up worship. I mean, even as sometimes our worship could be stagnant. Oh, my God. I mean, sometimes I just want to scream out, but I guess I shouldn't even worry about what you think. And sometimes I just want to cry out. But everybody just sitting there like nothing is going on. God is a good God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He seeketh such to worship him. Don't you know he is seeking you out personally to worship him? And he says, those that their hearts are towards me, he said, I'm looking, running to and fro to be a blessing in their lives. I'm paraphrasing it. But if your heart is towards God, that song was awesome. Lord, I just want to stay in your presence. Hallelujah. Oh, I just want to stay where you are. You know, I heard Overseer come past me. I thought I heard him say, get ready, get ready. I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't know he was setting me up. But God is a good God. We have to, I told the saints the other day, put your hand on your belly and just stir up. Because inside your belly is where the Holy Ghost is. And we were talking about gifts. Miles Monroe was talking about gifts. He said the gifts that we have, is able to just turn the world upside down. He said you don't have time to be jealous over somebody else's gift. He said because if you were stirring and working up your gift, you wouldn't even have time to worry about the other people's gifts. Your main purpose is to stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Stir up. And shake up, shake, stir up, and shake loose. And you know, I said it was Paul, but it might have been Peter. But remember the snake got hold of his arm? It was Peter, wasn't it? It was Peter. I get the Peters and Pauls mixed up, but the thing was that a snake attached, it was Paul, attached to his arm. He started praying, said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I know you're good, and Lord, help me, and so forth. He began to shake. He shook that old serpent off. And when he didn't die, the people wanted to worship him, thinking he was a god. He says, no. Don't bow down to me. There's only one true and living God. He's God Almighty. He's El Shaddai. Hallelujah. He's the all-breasted one. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then he also said that when the disciples would go into the area and begin to preach the gospel and preach Jesus, he said, if you go to anybody's house and they shut the door on your face, and they don't want to hear what you got to say about Jesus, he said, just shake the dust. Shake. Shake the dust off your feet and keep getting up. Because guess what? There's another house that somebody will receive you. There's another corner that somebody will receive the gospel. Hallelujah. I guess my 5 minutes is up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just stir up. Say neighbor. Stir up. And shake loose. Stir up. And shake loose. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Glory. In the name of Jesus. Stir up. Shake loose. Stir up. Those weights that's on you. Oh, my goodness. Stir up and shake loose. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now we're going to go into part two. Praise you, Jesus. You may be seated. I heard you say something, sister. After the Holy Spirit, not you, but the Holy Spirit. I heard the Holy Spirit say something about worshiping. I heard the Holy Spirit say something about praising God. Now, you know what? Whew, Lord have mercy. With all that the Holy Spirit has given my wife, if you're going through pain and suffering right now, God is allowing it to happen because he's going to get you where he wants you to be. Thank you. To bring glory. Praise and worship is the weapon. Listen now, people. Praise and worship is the weapon which breaks through the seasons of drought. Seems like people got drought all the time. Christians got drought. They're dry. But no, God is saying praise and worship is the weapon which breaks through the seasons of drought. Praise and worship is loaded ammunition. Praise and worship is loaded ammunition. Let me stop right there. I'm not against no musician, but we're waiting for a big time organist. That's fine. Okay. We're waiting for the drummers. But we got it right here now. We got it here right now. See? God's going to send it. But first of all, God has allowed a lot of things to happen at Restoration in the past 2 or 3 years because he's waking me up. He's waking even the more and waking many of you up to let you see if we do what he's called us to do, he's going to do a great miracle. A miracle is coming. And then he's going to give us the wisdom how to deal with it. It's already started, people. It's already started. Get in and stop looking at yourself. We're looking so much at ourselves. Oh, me, myself, and I, me. And we're looking for the pity part. Get out of the pity part. Stop trying to find, get attention. Let me go on with this. What is the definition of praise? Now, first of all, let me go back over this. Praise and worship is loaded ammunition within the Christian, which the Holy Spirit uses to explode the Christian unto victory. Let me tell you something, people. You all weren't in the world, but I bet you if we started playing some world of music in this church and the shingles, what they call that, Harlem shingles, everybody be doing something. Everybody would be. Oh, that bar music, that party music, everybody would be.
But when you get to God's word, we got to praise him even more. I used to praise Satan in the bars, but I don't praise him in the bars anymore. I praise him in my home or wherever I go. I praise him here. I don't have to wait for nobody to lift me up. I go through things just like anybody else. And we are a spoiled bunch of Americans used to having our way and doing things our way with God trying to get us out of that. Don't you know end times are here, people? Don't you know something drastic is getting ready to happen in this country? You can't allow homosexuals, and I'm not against no human being. You cannot allow homosexuality. You cannot kill millions of babies. I think it's 40,000 babies being killed a day. I believe that there are four. I forget what it is now. You can't keep murdering babies and expect God to sit back and do nothing. That's why God wants us to praise him even more. He wants to prepare. The one message I was going to bring was about witnessing. That's coming down the road. How many Christians are going to, I don't care if a small congregation like this, medium-sized or mega. I wonder how many people, when they walk out the door during the week, is somebody that they have shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a word that's getting on my nerves. I've used it before. I'm tired of this word cool. Because cool is nothing but Satan uses that. Cool is to me is a spirit that doesn't come from God. This is the way I feel. Because you know what? When you're cool, and your pants hanging down, you're cool. You know, where did that come? Now, I'm not knocking any human being, people. I've gone to the prison, trying to get back into prisons now. But where did that thing come when you see boys wearing their pants below? Where did it come from? It came from prisons. The homosexuals, yes, in prison. That's exactly where it comes from. And see, Satan is slick, and we fall for anything because we don't read and study the Bible. Not all. Thank God for the remnant of Christians that do. But I'm one person who's going to put the truth out there. It's not because I'm so, people think I'm mean. Well, I am mean in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm mean in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth because I'm tired of what we're leaving our young people. Oh, my God. And this just didn't start in this year, in the past 8 years with Obama. It started years ago. He has tripled the problem, far as I'm concerned, because when you want to murder babies. See, a lot of people hate me because of the way I feel about it. I don't hate Obama. No, I don't. I love him he's a good father. He's a good husband. He loves his children. But why are you going to say you're a Christian? Yes, I'm putting it out there. Why are you going to say you're a Christian, but you still want to give in to murdering babies? You still want to give in to homosexuals and their agenda, which is creeping into our schools. And I'm sorry, and see, little children, my God, how old is this young man right here? How old are you? Huh? Praise you, Jesus. How old is that your daughter next to you, baby? Huh? Come here, baby. Come here, sweetheart. Come here. You come here. Come here. Come on. Now, don't be slow like your mommy. Come on. Praise you. Now, listen. In our public schools, that's why moms and dads and grandparents need to be doing more spiritually at home. Because our children, they're trying to put in our children's heart. Now, it's okay for two women to do what they want to do. It's okay for two men to do what they want to do. Uh-huh. And it's being instilled in these precious children. I thank God for that mother back there. And I know she's not teaching her children. It has to be more scriptures learned in the home. It has to be more teachers in the home. Moms and dads doing more in the homes. That's not being done. You may be a seed. Okay. Praise you, Jesus. I'm not mad with no human being, but I'm mad with the devil. I stay mad with him. And then when we come to church, we're so burdened down, and sometimes with guilt and whatever, and we're so burdened down. As Sister Ingram said, praising God, we just sitting there, or we're just standing where everybody else is standing. Clap the hand, I clap mine too. Well, everybody raise their hand, I raise mine too. If you got the power of the Holy Ghost in you, people, and if you stir the Holy Ghost up inside of you, nobody has to. You don't have to worry. You're going to automatically. You might end up running around this church. You might run around this church. See, we're trying to sit back and pride. Pride is killing people. Saved and unsaved, pride is killing people. And people are focused so much on what I look like on the outside and not doing anything on the inside. That's why I have that. That's why I have that scripture or that topic. Who's the masked man? You got the social masked man, the moral masked man. Oh, it's about 5 or 6 of them I have. I'll give it down the road. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sister Ingram, thank you for that message. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. As I said, praise means putting value or worth on something. Thus, when we praise God, we are telling him the value he is in our lives. When we praise God, we're telling him the value he is in our lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Then Isaiah 12:2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. I will trust and not be afraid. See, you'd be amazed. A lot of people that's afraid, and that can happen. Fear can take over our lives because all of you in here, you're wondering about the future. You're wondering about your finances. Well, if you're obedient, listen, oh, Lord, how much? You know what? Let's go to Colossians. Then I'm going to end it. Let's go to Colossians a minute. I'm going to tell you where the problem lies. Hallelujah. We're concentrating so much on Colossians, the 3rd chapter. See, people, please, please, don't focus. Sure, if we're human, we get upset. We get offended. We have physical pain. We have emotional pain. That's a part of life. But Jesus said you're going to have trials and tribulations. But he said, for you, my people, please, I want you to be of good cheer. He said, I've overcome every situation. Got it. And it's a matter of faith. Okay, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. What did I say? Colossians 3? Thank you, Jesus. And you know, I have a Colossians. Okay. I want you to follow me. Praise you, Jesus. Don't forget, from here on out, when we come in here, I want you to get with Sister Ingram and these. I want you to get up and praise God. Just because we don't have the beat, look, we're looking for a certain beat. If the beat is anointed, that's okay. But if it's not, you just start praising God. God wants it. He said, forget not to assemble yourself. You know, Sister Tall, find Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 for me. And then we're going to get into Colossians in a minute. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. I think it is. Why do we, you know, I remember 25 years ago, we had a large percentage of youth that would attend church, and that the percentage has been split in half. And that's what has a lot of true Christians worried about. So many youth don't want to have any part of coming to a local church. Part of it is because how some of us adults have acted. But you know what? Thank God that he forgives us. Children, the youth need to know what the Bible says about a lot of things. Okay, would you read that 10 for me?
Okay. So it says here that forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in the matter of the some, but exhorting the one another, and so much and more as you see the day approaching.
It says exhorting one another, encouraging one another. And then there's another area in the song, in the Bible says, you know, singing songs and praising and honoring God. It's more, God wants us, see, you don't go by your feelings. Most people that go to a church on Sundays, as I often say, most people go to a church on Sunday to ease their conscience, but they have no desire to change. Let me end up with Colossians here a minute. Follow me. Then, all who have it, say amen. Colossians 3. Then, if then you were raised with Christ, have you been raised with Christ? Seek those things which are down in the bottom. Seek those things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind, King James says, set your affections on the things above. See, our affections are the things down here, our luxuries and all these other things. It's nothing wrong with that. But see, as I often say, man in the churches and outside of the churches, saved and unsaved, they're worshiping God's creation, don't have and not worshiping him. All right, verse 3. Look at verse 3. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him. Oh, good Lord of mercy. Listen now. And Jesus is coming back, but first the rapture is going to take place, people. It's going to take place. A lot of churches, even mainstream denominations now, are beginning to question the Bible. See, the devil is deliberately bringing confusion in the body of Christ. The devil is deliberately bringing division in the body of Christ. He don't want us to love the white man. And the devil don't want the white man to love the black man or Spanish, whatever. He wants us to hate one another, but we go into church. Praise God! In some cases, my God, let me go on. Look at the verse 5. Therefore, now I didn't put this in. Therefore, put to death your members which are on earth. Fornication, that involves homosexuality and having sex before marriage, and we've all been guilty in some of those areas. All right, awfully quiet. All right, because you know what? Let me tell you something, people. I met a guy the other day at the barbershop. He's about 50-some years old. I was trying to sell my motorcycle. And he said, Pastor Ingram, how you doing? I'm doing fine. He started talking. You know, man, these white people getting on my nerves against Obama. Well, that's going to, you know, that's white people against me. Doesn't make any difference, okay? And then he starts talking about, and then I said, well, doesn't God tell us to love people and care for people? Yeah, but. I said, shouldn't be any buts. I said, look what's happening in this country, how the enemy is creeping in through the Islamic world, and Sharia law is subtly trying to take over and override the Constitution. It's already happened partly in England now. Okay, and the Sharia law, and then he got mad and upset. Won't you leave the Muslims alone? The Quran is just as good as the Bible. I said, sir, I'm gonna tell you one thing. I hope one day you get saved and know Jesus. Well, I'm saved. I said, I'll say it again. I hope you get saved one day and know Jesus Christ. And I said, I'm not even gonna argue with you. I said, but I'm not gonna convince you, and you definitely cannot convince me. And see what's happening in churches, a lot of churches in America, you'd be surprised. The Quran is here and the Bible is here. And they're trying to merge and say, well, we gotta work together on this. The Quran is a book of hatred. The Bible is a book of love from Genesis to Revelation. Now, you don't have to believe me for that. Just read it for yourself and you'll find out. I've never read the Quran. I've scanned through it. But Rod Parsley helped me to understand what this Islam world is all about. I'm not against Muslim. I got a couple Muslim friends right now, one in our neighborhood, and he stops by and he sees me working out in the yard. Have I tried to sway him? No. But the Lord has told me the time is coming. But God will do it. See, something my wife said years ago to people who would oppose God and his word, I hope one day you will come to know Jesus. Let me go on with this, people. Let me go on with it. Okay, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Idolatry, idols. No, we don't have the statues like they had in the other things like they had in those days, but we have a lot of idols in our lives, and that's taking us away from God and his word. Look at verse 6. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked, many are still walking, when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these anger. And believe me, this is one man that found out I held a lot of anger in as a teenager, and that's why I've struggled off and on with cancer all my life, because I held a lot of anger and a lot of mess on the inside of me. But thank God for Jesus, I still standing. And you know what? As Paul said, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Ha, 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 ha. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Okay, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another. Since you have put off the old man with the deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Look at this. Where there is neither Jew, Greek, nor Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, so on and so forth, but Christ is all in all. I don't see anything in here where it's only black. I don't see anything in here where it's only white. I don't see anything is only Orientals or Spanish. I see nothing. God is a colorblind God, and he loves all of us. He cares for all of us. That's why I love Martin Luther King and what he stood for 100%. And he wanted to bring peace and unity, not division. And I'm not going to get into it, but as my wife said earlier, what did you say, sister, and shake it? Stir up and shake loose. Stir up and shake loose. Stir up what? Good Lord, the gifts inside of every one of you that's sitting in here. And see, the enemy's trying to do, he will have us focus on our attention. See, he goes to our mind. He tried to get to the mind and put fear in you. You know what I told fear, and I tell fear all the time when it knocks at my door. I said, I'm the Holy Spirit, help fear bow down to me. And if fear knocks at my door, I answer it with faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, people. Without faith, it is for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking him? Are you truly, as Christians, born-again believers, are you truly seeking God? Or are you doing your own thing? Look what the devil is doing in families in America. Look what he's doing in our churches, and look what he's doing in our government. But I want to conclude with this. It's okay to, thank you, Holy Spirit, it's okay to stay abreast with news, what's going on, etc. But don't let that come and get you down so much that we forget our mission as Christians. Our mission as Christians is to win souls for Jesus. An immortal soul is beyond all price. And I want to say to every young person in here, everybody stand, please. I want to say to every young person that's in here, because I get turned on big time when I see young people come into the church. I don't care what age they are. And I want to say to you, there's a young man that used to go to this church. I might tell you a couple of stories. There was a young man that used to go to this church. Never knew his father, never knew who his father was. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He graduated from high school. And he said, Pastor Ingham, I don't know which way to go now. I told him, if you can't find any work out here, you go to the military. And I told him, because more people are being killed out here than in the military. And that, to make a long story short, that young man went into the Navy for 4 years, came out, went to Rutgers. He was an average student just like me. Now, he's got a wonderful job in Washington, D.C. area. Tell you another story. I've told this one before. One of my former students, I used to bring him home on weekends. My wife and I used to entertain a lot of youth years ago. I used to take a lot of the boys fishing with me. But this one particular student, she looked at me as her father. I never will forget this. Had no father. Her father was a drunk. Mother married 3 or 4 times. Was abused by one of the husbands. She called me one night crying. She was working over in Deford. She called me. This has been 20, well, it's been more than 20 years. I'll say 40 years ago, I guess. And she said, and she was a senior, I don't want to graduate. I can't graduate. He said, Mr. Ingham, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through. I said, what are you talking about? You are going to graduate. I got in my car, went to that job, picked her up, took her home. That same car I took her in, I later gave it to her. Now listen now. And to God be the glory, what I'm saying, people. To God be the glory. This young lady, she graduated from high school. Then she went to school in New Jersey, up north somewhere, got her degree. That's when she met the guy she's married to now. And they moved to Texas. She got her master's degree. They moved to Texas to Tony Evans Church. They guess where they go now. They had three children of their own, but there was a family in the church or in the community. All the children, the mother and father, and what happened was it was a serious accident, and the mother and father died. It was three or four children. This young lady I'm talking about, she and her husband decided to adopt all those children. When she told me that, it touched me because I was adopted, okay? And she took those children, and they were put in the Jet magazine in the 70s. And then as a result of that, I don't know whether it was the church, but someone donated a large van for them to take those. Now, why am I telling you those two stories, young people? You can make it. I don't care what it looks like. You can make it. And don't let your friends and your peers in your school and trying to be cool. I hope and pray you're not that way. Don't let them know. You hold your head up high and be determined. No, I don't like what's going on in the public school, but you go on in there and get your degree and get out. And then you and your family pray for direction, which way to go. You're going to make it. Restoration, wait on God. Wait on God. Don't grow weary in your personal lives and as a church. Oh, we're not going to church. Oh, no. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit. And we want to continue praying for America and his family. I say that, people, we're getting ready to celebrate the 4th Thursday. I hope and pray every family that's here, don't be looking at the barbecue ribs, etc. But when your family comes together, if they come together, get together in prayer and thank God for the founding fathers of this nation. Thank God for them, people. I'm hearing a lot about, well, the white man, there's the white man's constitution, there's a white man's this and a white man. No, God created this nation. He just happened to use the white man. But when the slaves came over on that boat, T.D. Jakes was on there, Tony Evans on there, and guess what? You was on there too. I want you to get the message. Father, first of all, I want to thank you for using my precious wife. Thank you for using her Friday night. And Father, I hope and pray, I covered a lot of territory. I've said something through you, Holy Spirit, that can encourage all of us. As I often say, I the first partaker. Thank you, Father, that we all have a sin nature, but we do not have to be enslaved by it, according to Romans chapter 6. Thank you, Father. When we leave here today, those who need to change, they're going to change in the name of Jesus. Those who need more strength, Lord, they've got it through Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, we bind even sickness in bodies, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help us, dear God, to realize, dear God, as we read last Sunday, this old body is slowly going downhill, but in our soulish realm, we're getting younger and younger and stronger in Christ Jesus. And devil, I have something to tell you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. None of us in here today are going to lose heart. None of us. We're going to stay strong because we know our strength comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for letting us know your grace is sufficient. Your strength is found in weakness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody?